Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $284 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. Greenwood police near Kansas City say a man is in custody after he reportedly attempted to drown his six-month-old child in a pond. Officers were able to locate and revive the child, who reportedly now is in good condition. For-profit, non-accredited Vatterott Schreer College's ceased operation yesterday. The school has a significant presence in St. Louis and also has campuses in Kansas City and Joplin, as well as other locations in the Midwest. Springfield police have met with the victim's group Me Too after CNN reported the department's destruction of years' worth of untested rape kits last month. Me Too Springfield Vice President Kelsey Nickel says the two sides were able to come together on some improvements the department can make.
We're excited about their plan. They are working with the Victim Center to possibly set up a hotline.
Chief Paul Williams apologized to sexual assault victims earlier this month and invited them to contact him if they felt their cases were mishandled by Springfield police. Several murals lining the hallways of the state capitol have received a facelift. Elisa Nelson reports.
About 55 murals portraying the state's history have been repaired in the Missouri Capitol. Dana Radiman Miller, the chairperson of the Capitol Commission, says the restoration project has been going on for a couple of years.
We knew it had been some time since it had been assessed, and we were concerned about the condition of some of the murals, and we just wanted to ensure that they were in good shape, and we knew that there were actually some issues with a few of them that needed to be addressed.
The murals fixed date back to the 1920s. Repairs include securing cracked and flaky paint, dusting, and the removal of pen marks and soda stains.
Belton police south of Kansas City are searching for whoever vandalized the mayor's Christmas tree in a city park. Officers say damage was estimated at around $1,000. St. Louis County Police are investigating a fatal shooting yesterday afternoon in the town of Jennings. Officers found a male victim in his teens or early 20s in a street and pronounced him dead at the scene. The insurance provider for Mid-Missouri's Callaway County will pay $2 million for its part of a settlement with the Carl DeBrody family. DeBrody, who had special needs, was found dead encased in concrete in a storage unit in April of 2017. Kennedy Holmes of Missouri could become the youngest contestant tonight to ever win NBC's television show The Voice. Holmes from the St. Louis area suburb of Florissant electrified the crowd last night to Demi Lovato's Confident. The 14-year-old is the only finalist who is not a country music performer. More news at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.